guys. Awesome episode today. We answer the age-old question of why they're still watching my Instagram stories and morning sex. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. I can do that. I can say whatever the hell I want.
Your show.
Thank my show. That's why I call it the J Train. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The sold out Feather Studios. The crowd is here. They're bumping. They're crazy today. It's wild how crazy they are. It's like unbelievable. You guys, wow, enough. Enough. I know you like the show. Oh, come on. You, me. We, listen. Ring that horn. We got the boat tied up to the deck. Unbelievable, guys. You guys are listening, and that's how this show goes. You listen to the show. You support the sponsors. You tell a friend. I bring the funny. I bring the ha's. I bring the advice. Shelby brings the noise.
Mm-hmm.
We're all here. You, that's right. You feather a nut. I feather a nut. That's
rate, review, subscribe.
You got to rate, review, subscribe. You got to do it all. We got to help each other. I'm there with you during your commute. I'm there with you during your workouts. I'm there with you during your walks. Be there for me. Tell a friend. Tell a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. And I get it's hard to tell people because they come at you. People will tell you why they don't listen even if they don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
They can't wait to just run it down.
That's the thing. People want to live their lives. They want to wake up. They want to go to work. They want to go to the gym. They want to get drunk. And they want to do it the same way every day. And they don't want to have to think about the other things they could be doing because then they feel like they're missing out. So here's what you do. Make it your Instagram story. Take a screenshot. That's an uninvasive way. And if someone says, I'm not a podcast person, just remember that's them saying, I'm stupid. That's what they're saying. Translate that. I'm dumb. I'm behind.
Duh.
Yeah, that's them.
Duh.
I listen to radio and I turn the dial to try and find. I don't use ATMs. I like a bank teller. I like to wait in line. I don't use cars. I like my horse.
Do you take checks?
Do you take checks?
Is Pepsi okay?
That's the same thing you're saying to me. So they'll get there. They'll be there. Instagram story. Feather these nuts, baby. Make it feel good. Up and down.
Feather
all around.
Those nuts.
That's right. Very excited about today's guest. Great to have her back. An OKP. So pumped. So funny. All of you need to go follow. Justy Dodge, thank you for coming on.
Hi. I can't with you.
Why?
I just...
Great guest alert.
It's a great guest alert. Justy's back.
It's been a couple of years.
I know. It's been too long. I'm happy to see you.
I'm okay with you.
You're okay? You're okay with seeing me?
I was mad that you had my ex-husband on before me again.
Great guest alert.
Shelby's ringing that bell.
Me and Shelby are bonded more than me and you. So
apparently.
I like Shelby better.
You've been married how many times?
Just once.
Just once. Why did I feel like it's been...
Because I get a lot of rings.
You got a lot of rings.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the type that would get like a promise ring.
Yeah.
And then be like, we're married.
That's enough.
In the celestial sense.
Like, I just don't give a fuck. You know
what
I mean? Like, I never... You were at my first wedding.
I was at the wedding.
I don't know if you'll be at the next one.
Great time. Well, I'm trying to get that invite now.
I know. I got to save some of the pictures. So it's like, if I invite the same guests over and over again.
Can you... Do you look back? You've been married before. Do you look back at the wedding and go, I can't believe it, or that's a part of my life. I am who I am because I got married. How do you feel? Because there's a lot of people that write into this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't be as strong as maybe you are. You know, there's a strength to that.
I don't know.
I want to change my life. Something is not going on great right here, so I'm going to do something
different.
What?
You mean with the divorce?
Yeah, that's hard to do.
I mean, it's not. Well, you can just be like, hey, I don't want to do this.
Well, cool. I think it's hard.
The thing is, like, nowadays you can just, it's very easy. Well, we're two comics. What do you think? We're going to split up nothing? Like, it's
sure. But that's not, well, even having nothing, you know, material wise, you still got an Instagram account. Play that music.
Is this hello? Oh, no. It's going to get better.
Listen, love was love. We've loved and lost.
Yeah, good.
But I'm saying for a lot of people, even a breakup is tough.
Oh, dude, I'm like in the worst breakup of my life right now.
The worst breakup of your life.
Ever. And I'm divorced. Oh, this dude just like, he was Canadian. I think that's what it is. I think
East Coast Canadian.
West Coast.
This man
really?
Was a bona fide scrub.
Scrub. That's right.
No, you know what it was? I think because you, okay, so I went through my divorce right before, okay, I was with this guy named Mike Harris, and this was before I got married. And then I left him for James Harris, who's my ex-husband.
Okay.
And then I left James for a guy named
James
Caleb.
Was a great guest on this podcast, friend of a fop, and we're happy we had him. But no,
probably, man, we still get along fine.
What's between you is between you.
And then right from him, I went to Caleb, and right from Caleb, I went to this guy named Ian.
Okay.
So I think when we broke up, well, one, like the rug was kind of pulled out from under me. Okay. You know me, I'm not a weak person when it comes to breakups. I'm usually like, oh, fuck yourself, it's cool.
You're done.
Yeah. This one, like, it was like, yeah, I just
did
had
he break
like,
out? He broke up with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like out of fuck off nowhere. Like, okay. Real. I've never been this shocked at, like, I don't know. Yeah, it really fucked me up. So
listen, I've been the one to end something.
Oh, I know you have.
When the person will look at me and go, is this a prank?
Yeah.
Like so I understand. Being on the other side of that where you're like, okay, I've dealt with it in my mind, and then it sucks because
the
other person has to now deal with it, like, at least, you know, behind you.
But here's the thing with it. Like, I had just gotten back from there, like, throughout the trip and everything. Like, the last trip I was there, he was like, I'm in love with you, introduced
me
to friends.
So this was long distance.
Yeah, but we'd go back and forth every month.
Okay.
Fine. Again, the whole thing was, like, there wasn't indication that something was going to go wrong.
Sure.
You know, even after it ends, usually there's, like, that month where you're like, I'm heartbroken, I'm hurt, I couldn't see this coming. But then you start to see the stuff. Because they, like, you know, you're so blinded when you're in the middle of it. This, nothing still.
Well, the tough part about that, I mean, from the guy perspective on that, is, like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, girls are always like, because they'll be like, oh, that's why you were acting like a dickhead for 3 weeks. And now I know the real story. And you, you know, didn't even want to be with me. And then it's like, the other side of that is like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, I don't know.
I think that's not even just for guys. I think that's in general. Like,
sure.
It happens to both. But like, what I'm saying with this is, even when I was out there, it's like introducing me to friends again. It's like, I'm so in love with you. I'm like, everything's cool. Everything is great. I'm booking a trip to see you next. Up until the day before where he's like, I miss you so much, yada, yada. And then 10 hours later, I get a call. And he's just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Sure. Even maybe in his head, like, he had gone through it and he was trying to convince himself. But it's still like one of those things where I'm pretty intuitive. I give myself credit.
Is there a point in that where he calls you and you're like, well, you didn't even give me a chance to, like, talk this through with you?
Nah, because, like, here's the thing, too, is, like, so a week after that, I, like, sent a message where I'm like, you gotta fucking, and it wasn't, like, a begging to get back together. It's like, but you gotta fucking explain this. I just
gotta deal with this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You spilled the milk.
You threw the milk down, and there's glass everywhere.
We gotta mop it up, and I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah, dude, and the fucking message you sent me back, like, I mean, I've, you know, Mike Brown, very funny comedian, like,
yes.
We make jokes about it still, like, because it was just one of these, like a high school, like, conclusion paper to a breakup. Where, it just was, like, ridiculous. I was like,
In conclusion.
Yeah, I was like,
you and I are not together.
Were we the same relationship? But at the end, he's like, but I think you're really funny.
Of course. Well,
but
that's the thing where,
dude,
it's like,
crazy, though. Guy,
I, you know, I, a lot of times you'll go into that mode of, like, now I got to pump you up.
No, see,
I gotta tell you that I'm nothing.
Me and you are so opposite with relationships. I know where you come from with this, like, douchebag city, but, like, and I think you're not a bad guy, but I've watched you.
Listen, D-bag city is where the real happens.
I'm the one who's been married.
Yeah, well, being married doesn't make you an expert in marriage.
You're not an expert, man. I mean, when we went to Penn State to do that show, that was my favorite part about it, to do it in front of the frat guys where the one got killed, but before the one got killed.
Okay.
Like, we just sat, like, in a group. I sat with all these kids in a group. So did you, but you would sit, like their godfather. father. Like, you were sitting there with, like, your popped collar.
In a big, long robe.
And they were all just asking him questions.
Yes.
But at the end of the party, I was sitting with all these younger ones, and they were asking me questions, and I was like, this is why your father doesn't love you. This guy's not going to fuck you. Like, it was, I've never felt more empowered in my life.
Well, let's be nice.
I was nice, though. Yeah.
Well, I understand what you're talking about, and I think also, like, sometimes people just want the tools to get out of it. They just, you know, it out on their own. You know?
Well, whatever. This guy's a guy who's never been in a real relationship anyways, and he's 32, so what I shouldn't have expected.
So, so how long ago did this happen?
6 weeks now. Yeah. Okay. So, it's like, it's slowly getting better. You know it's going to get better.
Yeah.
But when you're in the midst of it, it's like, logically.
It just takes time.
Yeah, I get it logically. Emotionally, I am a wreck.
Yeah.
But I'm already a wreck. You know that. I'm a bipolar mess.
Now do you want to be back with him?
Get back with him anyways, because there'd never be trust again.
Sure.
It's still, that's what sucks even more. Is even
yeah, because he came out behind you with a baseball bat, hit you in the head, and was like, we're
that's
over.
That's the worst part. Like, there's no saving any of it. Like, you know what I mean? And I know that logically.
Then maybe that's the best part too.
Whatever. I hope a bear eats him from the legs up. I just hope someone a bear eats him just fucking rat. You know, I hate Canada now. I don't know.
Well, Justy, we're pumped to have you on.
Thanks.
We're going to give some advice to the people. Thank you next. That's right. Ariana said it best. That's what you should be doing. Thank you next. Go follow Justy on Twitter and Instagram. So funny. At Justy Dodge on Twitter. At Justy _Dodge on Instagram. Go follow, support. It's going to be all on my page. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm so ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, love the podcast. Recently started listening after my friend recommended it. Does it mean anything if a guy starts looking at your Instagram stories again or not? I was dating a guy for about 6 months when he ended things saying he cares a lot about me, but doesn't have stronger feelings. He wanted to stay friends. I told him no and have since started going on dates. I don't get the point of continuing to look at an ex's social media after things end unless you miss them. He wasn't looking at them for several weeks, and now suddenly he is. What gives? Any thoughts on this, Justy?
Sometimes, this is my big thing with it. She wants him to be looking at it, obviously, because it won't be an issue. Also, sometimes when you just press, like, the first story, it just automatically keeps going.
Keeps scrolling
through. So sometimes, like, the person's not even really paying attention.
But if
I do that all the time.
I hear what you're saying. The response from, like, the brunch table, that, like the group of people that don't want to hear your problems, they go, mute him. He should mute. You should mute him. And it's like, okay, I get that perspective. Here's what happens. If you look at someone's Instagram page a lot, they come up to the front of your stories. That's the reality.
Okay. I didn't know that part.
So algorithms, that's how they work. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're touching someone's page a lot, and I know touching is a weird, you know, Shelby's more technologically inclined than I am. Am I speaking out of turn?
There's a whole, I love the term algorithm. You were correct on that.
Algorithm matters. So there's, you know, there's a lot of memes out there that a lot of people are like, oh, we broke up. Now he looks at my story for the rest of my life. Why is this happening? Why is he showing up at the top of the list where you can see him? It's because he touches your page a lot. And I hate to break it to you, he's masturbating to your account.
Well, what about this too? Like, if he's looking at all the time, did they talk when he broke up with her? Did she try to get him back or anything?
She just said, I was dating a guy for 6 months when he ended things saying he cares a lot about me, but doesn't have stronger feelings. And then he wanted to stay friends, which means he wanted to keep hooking up.
Yep.
So he likes you enough to Instagram to masturbate to your Instagram page, but not enough to leave the house. That's the answer with all these Instagram story people where they keep showing up.
Yeah.
It's not that they like you.
No.
It's that they don't. They like you enough to not make any effort.
Sometimes, though, it's like if she didn't respond back, he could feel rejected on his own end, and that becomes more obsessive.
Respond back to what?
Because she didn't. Because she was just like, "No, we can't be friends," and she cut it off. Then, because he ended up.
But she's saying that was over it for her.
I get it. No, that's what I'm saying for him. So then, her not like being, I want to be back with you. I want to still talk. I still want to hook up sometimes. So it's like a 40-60 thing. You know, someone's always a 40, someone's always a 60.
Mm-hmm,
I feel like every time that happens, it ends up a reversed, where like
Well, I agree with that. 60 becomes a 40.
30, 40 becomes, 60
and,
becomes a 30.
And it changes. Now he's going, what if... I think that also is prompted by loneliness.
100%.
So he ends it. He takes a break from her Instagram.
And she's like, not trying. She's like, whatever.
And and she's like, then she moves on.
100%.
Then he comes back and goes,
what the fuck?
Man, I'm kind of lonely. Yeah. She never talks to me. That's why he wanted to stay friends, because he wanted to have sex with you when on his schedule. You said no to that. So now he's having sex with you on his schedule alone.
And I
know this is a gross detail that to hear. I know that someone could hear this and go, my word, you know, like, but I tweeted this actually like a couple weeks ago, just like, I'm sorry to break this to you, these guys are masturbating. When the girls are like, and it's funny because you see all these women that are like, and he watches your story the rest of his life, ha ha, what a loser, oh, he can't, and it's like, yeah, he's doing that, there's a much more functional reason that he keeps showing up at the top. And I know it's gross to hear. Shelby, you're not disagreeing with me, are you?
You'd hate to think, oh, this
I'm bursting a lot of bubbles here.
Messed, but, you know, it's the hard truth.
It's the hard truth. And you only get it here on the J Train podcast every Tuesday and Friday. That's what I'm saying.
You put bikini pics on there. He's looking
and,
at him.
And the reason he's the first to watch it is because interacts with your account so much that your story is thrown to the front ahead of anyone. You're in the VIP line to get come to.
You ever see, like, you ever do this where it's like you click on the first thing, but it just updated, but in the weird coincidence, you clicked on it like 29 seconds after they post it, and now I'm like, oh god, they think I'm fucking waiting on.
Yeah, well, that happens too, but the reason that's happening is because you're touching their page. The reason it comes to, the reason that it pops up and it gets in your way is because they're thrown to the front of the line. There's a bouncer at the top of the Instagram stories going, not yeah, these women can come to the front.
So you do this a lot?
I just know me. I'm willing to be honest about me. So you should be honest with you, the listener.
Look at this guy. So touching my page.
There's a bouncer at the front of Instagram stories, shuffling to the front of the line, the guys that touch your page the most. They're your most frequent customers.
It's a bad bouncer. It's a bad bouncer.
So if you want out of this game, block them. There's no... and there's no higher reason than that. And what Justy said is completely right. Where it's, yeah, sometimes you open up the first and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
And that's why I watch your story. But so that's the least amount of effort.
Sure.
The most amount of effort is that they touch your page and touch themselves to that page.
Jared just keeps like moving his fingers together like a creepy old man going, yeah, they touch your page. They touch your page.
I know how it feels.
Like he's going to smell his fingers.
I can feel it between my fingers.
It's a lot. It's a lot to keep watching.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Justy Dodge @Justy_Dodge on Instagram. Go follow. Help. I love ones that are just titled help.
My life.
Jared, I'm a huge active listener and fan of your podcast. I have a question that I've been wondering for a while. While being on Bumble and Hinge or even meeting people in person, I notice that I swear guys just want to fuck me, then never talk to me again. Oh, you figured it out. The age. Yeah, the crowd is in shock. Notice that I swear guys just want to fuck me and then never talk to me again. I've attached Instagram handle below. Do you think that it is the way I portray myself on social media? Do guys really look at a girl on social media based on what they're wearing? Should I change my Instagram to more quote-unquote classy look? I also struggle with thinking I am a 388 face body personality. Here on the podcast, guys or girls can use it. She's describing herself as a 388, the area code method. It makes me think that men only want me for my body and nothing else. Any opinion is welcome. Well, I don't like to review someone's page. Her page is private, but I am also looking at her... I'm looking at her profile picture.
Yeah, guys just want to fuck regardless. Well, yeah, you also want a bikini pumpkin. Yeah, of course.
I mean,
think that.
She's
you
hot.
You look great, but yeah.
Look at her body. I mean, but the profile picture is you in a bikini looking great. But I had a Justy. What was your opinion? I
think you're on those most of those websites, the dating apps in general. The guys just think I'm a fuck. It's not like an OkCupid. It's not like that. It's Hinge. It's fucking.
But
Bumble,
it's all
it's
profiles. I know a lot of women like will like categorize these apps.
Sure.
If there's a guy there, he wants to fuck.
He wants to fuck. That's all it is. That's what I think too. Like,
but if you have a picture where, and I know this isn't fair, I have a friend who used to be on the apps, and she sent me her profile, and she had a picture that was like her opening picture, and it was like a boobified,
right?
But like cleavage. And listen, do whatever you want.
Yeah, but you're giving off the wrong impression with it.
It's not even an impression. It's not like I look at that picture, but I don't look at that picture and go, oh, she's a slut.
No,
I don't look at it
that way. You just
want
to fuck her.
I look at that picture and my penis now is in charge.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like, what a whore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I want to differentiate between, you know, no guy. A nice guy that you meet isn't looking at, you know, a hopefully nice guy who's not like fucking broken asshole. He's looking at, he's just looking and going, the penis is driving this brain and this body now.
Most guys also just go right.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's not even like.
But I remember the girl that I looked at her profile and I saw the picture. I go, listen, this is a beautiful picture.
But yeah, that's the first thing.
You're just going to get every guy. It's not, and they're going to think of the boobs first and meeting you second. And they're just trying to get to that boob mountain. And she got like, she was like, oh, stop it. Laughed at me. She would get messages over Facebook being like, hey, I remember seeing you. I searched you out. So,
oh my God,
I can't speak. This girl's a beautiful woman. There's nothing, you know, from the picture we can see.
Right.
Her opening picture is her in this like with a great tan and a creamsicle bikini.
Yeah.
And she's got great boobs. You're like, I'm looking at it going, yeah, I'm thinking of sex first in my mind.
Even I am, and I'm straight.
Yeah. So
it makes me want to touch some pages.
That's right. So so Classic Shelb nails another one. I gotta
classic
say.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
So I can't look at the right, because her profile is private, but I will say that if you shouldn't, and also here's another thing from her. And if you want to know how gross guys are, She has 1,300 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I once tried a joke about like, I would hate to be the dad with a daughter with over 1,000 followers because you know why it's not over 1,000 because we all read her book. It's not over 1,000 and people are finding you and they're going, and she's even private with 1,300 followers.
Right.
Listen, I don't have more than 200 friends. None of us. 200 is like a lot. You don't have 1,300 friends or fans or people that think your poetry is good. You have 800 men
jerking it to your picture,
touching the page. So do people. So the judgment, you know, I like this discussion because it's murky, it's gross, it's disgusting.
It's just honest, though.
It's honest.
It's got truth.
But also, it's to say, like, these guys aren't going, well, she's a slut because I see her boobs. They're going, I want to fuck your boobs.
Yeah, because they're out and I can see them.
And they're out and I can see them. J-Train, Yoga, you got something
else? No, I just feel, because I'm very brutally honest with the apps when someone asks me that too. But, and I'm not saying, like, I think a lot of girls will be like, I'm not going to hook up with you. And they're like, okay, but I'll hook up with you. But I try to have a one-night stand. Like last week for the first time ever with a guy on Tinder, and he kept calling me the next day. I think I'm the your face.
He call
what?
You the next day.
He wouldn't stop texting me, and I'm like, I really wanted. I'm like, I told
and you. You went on dates with this guy.
One date, I was like, I'm gonna have my first one night stand. I was like, this is it. I've got this.
And well, it's so funny you say that because that's how it goes.
Yeah,
the one guy
luck,
you
yeah.
go. I'm like, the dude. One guy you want is the one that never calls back, and the one guy you go, I'm just going to touch this penis and get the fuck out of here. He's like, please touch me again.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was like, I tried really hard to let you know. And then at the end, he's just like, I've only been with 5 people. And I'm like, get out. I can't do this.
Time for me to get in bed. This has been fun.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Justy Dodge @JustyDodge. @Justy_Dodge on Instagram. We are sponsored, people. Fab Fit Fun. I love FabFitFun. Do you love discovering new products? Are you a fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Then you've got to try FabFitFun. Listen, I've talked about it on the show. I love this product. And you know what I love the most? is they send me a box every now and again, okay? And I, my lady of the night, the lady of my life, walks in, and I watch her open that box, and does her face light up? Not just at the stuff she likes, but even the stuff she doesn't like. It's fun to watch because it's like watching a crab fisherman taking in the big ones, throwing back in the ocean the bad ones. And that's the thing. To everyone, that's different. Some people might like one thing and not all the others, but someone might like all the things. These are the things that you wouldn't go into a store and buy. And they're full-size beauty products. They're full-size products. So you're not just getting a little dab. You're getting the full enchilada. And here's the thing. It might be become a part of your daily routine. You don't know. But the best part is it's different every single season. The 2019 FabFitFun post-spring box editor's box is on sale now. Boy, that was a brutal sentence for me to read. But listen, treat yourself with items in it such as a beach towel that says, beach please, beach please. That's fun. Or Murad's renewing eye cream that's an $80 value. There's just a lot of good stuff that comes in here. And I got to tell you, when I watch my girlfriend go through this thing, it's like watching a hyena. It's like watching a vulture eating the good parts of the dead carcass. And you're going to do that too, because not everything's for you, but something in there is going to be a part of your daily routine, and that's worth the price of admission. So listen, FabFitFun's a seasonal subscription box delivered four times a year with full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. No samples of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200. That's $200 in retail value. The 2019 post-spring editor's box total retail value is actually at $238 to $340. That's crazy. So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. Use my code JTRAIN to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code JTRAIN to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 in value for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com. Use my code JTRAIN to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. I like this one. One morning stands. Philly. Okay, let's. Hey, J Train. Feather, huge fan. Can't wait to see you in Philly next week. On that subject, Philadelphia.
In West Philadelphia.
That's right. Philadelphia, I'm coming. May 2nd through 4th. Okay, we're doing five shows. Thursday stand up, Friday early stand up, Friday late. J Train Podcast Live. Your boy Classic Shelb is going to be in the house.
Holla.
That's right. So send in your dating app profiles for makeovers. Send in your text with guys or girls. We're going to translate the text. Deal reveal will be happening. We're going to be doing red flag deal breakers, hypotheticals, fuck, marry, kills. If you want to add to the show from anywhere in the country, send in your fuck, marry, kills, your hypotheticals to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Live Philly Show. But we also want your deal reveals and your makeovers. If you're going to be at the show, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Live Philly Podcast so we can get it going and start prepping. We're coming May 2nd through 4th. Also, Vermont, Worcester, Mohegan Sun, Nashville, Seattle, JaredFreed.com, JaredFreed.com. Come, you bring a friend, you bring a coworker, you bring the whole group chat, okay? It's a fun time for the whole group chat, and you're going to be fine. You're going to have fun. Your friends are the ones I'm worried about. I'm going to make sure they have fun, too.
I know a gal for the Philly show. I don't know. She said she's coming to both stand up and pod.
Both.
Got 14 ticks.
14 tickies. I'm not going to call her a better fan than some of you, but maybe I am.
I will.
Shelby will say it. We love that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gateway to my heart. My nuts are tingling right now from that information.
Thank you for the feathering.
Thank you. Writing in because I need a new pattern in my recent dating habits. Okay, Justy?
I got it.
TBH, I always had a problem sleeping with people a little too soon. My roommate has tried telling me not to sleep with a guy unless I want to get serious with them. Personally, I feel like I don't want to get serious with someone until after I sleep with them and know we have a little that kind of connection. However, I realize she has a point, so I try ... What is your feeling on this age-old question?
I share her roommate's thing. I don't like sleeping with somebody right away. Okay. Like, I have nothing against it. Like, if you're honestly just trying to fuck, apparently that doesn't work for me because guys just call the next day and I don't like them. But I also like the excitement to build.
Sure.
I like that better.
Well, I'll say what I think what this tells me is it's personal. I don't think there's an answer that this isn't.
I think everybody's different with
everyone's
it.
Everyone's different with it. And if you have to understand when you do have sex, the realities of this person might just be on their way.
100%.
So if I go into McDonald's knowing what they're serving, I don't get mad that I got served a fucking, you know, something that gave me diarrhea. You know what I mean? Like, you know what junk food gets you. It ain't going to make you feel better. It's going to give you a fun few minutes.
But if she's trying to try something new, yeah, maybe wait a few. Like,
But if she finds herself, this is the thing. Like, you have to medicate yourself. So if you find yourself going, oh, man, I keep fucking these guys, and then I feel like total shit, and I feel like more shit than I did feel good while having the sex, yeah, it's time to change things up. Yeah. I used to, like... You know, last episode we had a guy that had an issue with cocaine. Okay.
Okay.
I've done cocaine before in my past. I always kind of walked away going, the high wasn't worth the low.
No, you got to do meth.
You got to do meth.
You can't do cocaine. That's just
well,
stupid.
I'm just saying.
I know. I got it.
When you come away, and I would go, all right, this isn't something I'm going to spend my money on.
No, it's boring.
So I think the same goes for sex. Is the high worth the low? Everyone walks away, and don't be confused. Everyone walks away, even the guy who goes, I don't want to have sex, walks away feeling a little bit bad and sad.
Sure.
As we've seen from this podcast. People send in, I don't want to be the dick, you know, and these guys are feeling in a different way. Shelby, you had something to say?
Yeah, I could see that. Now it's over.
Yeah, well, now you have to adjust. And it's like, that's about personal responsibility. That's about finding your standard. Those are all things. So this brings me to my recent dating pattern that I would love for you to analyze.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Morning sex. Morning sex has always been my absolute favorite. It's vulnerable. It's intimate. It's the best. It's clearly my weakness. It wasn't until recently I started having it so soon in the dating game. Here are two situations and outcomes. Scenario one. I love when they make it like look nice like this. Date one, drinks. Date two, dinner, and then want to come up. We hang out, drink a little, fall asleep on the couch watching the latest Netflix special we both shared we were into on the date. I eventually want to go to bed, and I'm proud of myself. I can tell my friend we didn't sleep together. So I get up and send a courtesy text so he doesn't wake up confused. Didn't want to wake you, but I moved to my room. Eventually in the morning, he came into my room, and cuddles lead to yada, yada, yada. Okay, do we understand the situation?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, Shelby, you're on board?
A plus.
Scenario two, no date. Been texting with a guy that I was set up with by my roommate and her new guy. Never got a chance to meet for a date, but texted each other to meet up when we were both out one night with friends. Both groups meet up and had a great time together. He shared an Uber with me to make sure I get home safely. I invited him up. We were both kind of drunk, but I had my friend's voice in my head saying, don't sleep with him. So I didn't, and we just went to bed. However, once the sun came up and the morning snuggles massage started, I can't help myself, and I give in. Findings. Scenario one, I found that he is... I've met these people before. Look, this is a picture of us. That's hilarious. Scenario one, I found that he is 35 years old that doesn't know how to do foreplay.
Ooh.
This is the scenario one, the guy that they had the couch, no foreplay. I did not know that morning sex without foreplay was possible, but it happened. He came very quickly, then tried to finger me after to finish. But again, he didn't know what he was doing. So this lessened my interest in the guy, despite him seeming more interested in me and texting more after that day. Mm. Scenario two. The guy knows how to morning play, and he is very selfless. He went down on this bitch. He made me come twice and seemed okay leaving without getting his. I felt too guilty letting that happen and gave him a lovely morning BJ to fruition. He too seemed more interested in me in the, after the morning sex incident. Does this all mean something? If I had slept with him that night instead of holding off to the morning, would they be calling as much? Me as much? So she's getting calls from these guys.
I don't think it matters.
Would I have chalked up scenario one as normal nighttime date sex and not looked into the lack of foreplay as much? Should I be concerned about having this sacred moment morning sex with someone this early on? Would love to hear your thoughts and would also be honored to receive a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelb. That's her on the left. She's the, I know the other
Shelby girls. Comes looking.
Hold on. I can find her better here. She's very cute. That's her right there. You have one? I know this girl too. You know her too. Oh, Shelby knows her. She's a fan of the show. Do you have a celeb lookalike for her?
She looks like the...
She's got like...
I got it.
Okay.
Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade.
Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Oh, shit. Dead on. Do you know who Lori Loughlin's daughter? This is the one. Yeah, she does look a lot like Olivia Jade.
Good job, Shelby.
Wow.
Killing it.
Shelby. She might not be on social media anymore. I'm looking for her.
I think she's...
Oh, here she is. She's got to go private. No.
Google image search.
I know, I got her. Okay. I mean, this is...
Yeah, they do look like.
She's very cute. What do we think? Any thoughts?
I think
thoughts?
The listener has better hair.
Ooh, okay. That's some... Listen, you can hear that on Shelby's political podcast where he gives his opinion on...
Look,
on
I've got to gas my ladies up.
Got to gas his ladies up. So, what do you think?
I don't think it fucking matters.
You like, don't think I don't think
the morning sex could no, I don't. I think guys are just different. I think it's sad the 35-year-old didn't know what to do and came really quick.
Yeah.
Especially, and the other guy, I'm curious how old he was. I don't think it matters if it was morning, noon, or night. Like,
here's what I do think matters. When you, the morning sex.
I like it better too, but.
I like it better too, but it also comes with personality.
Sure.
Nighttime sex is for dummies. Morning sex is for. Yeah. People who are having an actual conversation. Because you, nighttime sex...
You're usually drunk, too.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing it on dates. Let's mm-hmm. take the typical day where you go and have 3.5 drinks each. You go to another bar, have another drink. Now you're 4 drinks in, you're a little bit tipsy. You're not even talking. Right. It's not really...
Nobody's biting in the morning.
That's right. No bites in the morning. Well, depending on your foreplay.
It's very different.
But I'm saying at night... It's really mechanical.
Yeah.
I have penis, you have vagina, let's put the holes together.
Maybe it should just always be morning sex for her. That's how she should only start it.
The morning sex, to them, I think from the guy's perspective, they're calling and texting because they're like, oh, we also had a conversation. I had a good experience. It was a comfortable experience. Mm-hmm. I felt good enough to hang with her with my breath smelling. You know, like these things, I think that's, but I don't think it means that they're more in than they, I don't think that. I do think they'll keep calling more to get the goods because they know that it's a comfortable sexual experience. If you are confident enough to have sex with someone that early on with bad breath, then you are probably a comfortable person to be around sexually. Mm. So that's why they are calling for the sex. Here's what I would say to you. That doesn't mean they want relationships with you. That doesn't mean that they want more than what happened that morning. I'll say scenario two where the guy that you've been texting with through a friend of a friend or whatever, he didn't even make a date. Yeah. So that was the easiest fuck he's ever had in his entire life. You guys met out on a night. He was already out. He didn't even have to fucking put on shoes. You know, he didn't have to tie his shoes to make sure. So I'm saying look at that stuff for as far as like a interpersonal relationship. But, and I do think maybe... That's the way you meet someone. Maybe that's the way you get to know them.
I don't know.
Between the sheets at 9 a.m.
My friend's married to her first booty call.
Really?
And they've got fucking 7 kids. Which I wouldn't.
7?
Yeah, and she's 31. Kids. It's so awful, but yeah.
Oh my God.
I know, she just kept the first one. Like a maniac from her booty call.
This is, the crowd is upset. But I do think
it
can happen,
yeah,
in any way.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the thing that you're stepping into, which is a good thing to me, is you're having a open, honest conversation after they've cummed. So the morning sex thing is like, oh, we're talking during the daytime, you know, which is a good step. I think there's something good to be said about that. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Vicious cycle continues. What's up, JTrain? Really at a crossroads with this one. You answered a few emails last year about the girl I had been seeing in the office. We were dating for about 4 turbulent months, then about 2 months on and off after. It's been almost a year since we hooked up, but are still chummy in the office. Okay. A year since I hooked up, still chummy in the office. I'm currently seeing another woman, but I'm having issues to coming to terms because I am still entertaining my ex. In fact, my ex and I probably talk more than my current girlfriend than I do. Okay. We go to lunch. We go to lunch, text, talk in the office, but that's about it. As of late, communication has increased. She has started asking me more about my current relationship, making mentions of how things didn't work out because of my situation back then, but I'm getting better now, basically instilling hope that things could work out. I have asked her how she has felt a few times, but she always dances around the topic. She does not want to just hook up, but isn't ready to go back to what we were just yet. I'm still head over heels for my ex. I've dated about 4 to 5 women since we broke up, but still find her occupying the space of my mind. Do I need to end my current relationship as I am not giving it a fair shot? If so, where does that leave me with the ex? Even if I shut out my ex, I am still going to be hung up on her with someone else. I have gone cold turkey with the ex in the past, but we always wind up coming back to where we are now. I can't seem to kick this one, but I also can't get it to move forward. What do you think?
I don't know. I would definitely end the current relationship because you're not you're not invested in that at all.
Yeah,
at all. Like, that's just, get rid of that one.
And the, I think it's one thing before the other.
100%. Yeah.
End this current relationship.
Yeah, because this
is just a signal that this isn't working.
Right.
The girl at work, it's not moving forward because she doesn't want to fucking go forward with you.
Yeah.
You're someone that makes her feel good, but not good enough.
Because it's like, now you said they're talking more since he's been in this current relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's safe now.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It looks
She knows that, you know, handcuffs on.
Yeah.
So you can't really do anything about it. And she can get, what she likes about you is that you give her support in times of being lonely.
She's probably fucking someone else, getting what she needs from that. And
yeah.
You're like her emotional support.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like that. And you're the work hubby. So she's like, oh, I get to play funhouse with him, even though I know I'll never end up with him.
Yep.
But for me, what's good about her is that she's now the temperature. She's the thermometer.
Yeah,
for the current relationship, which is like, you got to get out.
Yeah.
If you're entertaining things with another person that you see on a daily basis and you enjoy talking to them more.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
And I think both of you have a little bit of loneliness issues. Like both of you are like, well, when things don't work out, we lean on each other.
Sure.
I think that's something, maybe you start leaning on some different people when you're lonely.
Yeah, that's a codependent thing. That's not good.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I help a lady do more work in the bedroom.
I gotta look.
Papa J Train, hoping you can help a lady out. My boyfriend and I have been dating 10 months, and he has made a couple comments that he does all the work in the bedroom. I am by no means a starfish, and I'm always open to trying something new or for his suggestions. He hasn't given me any. So I'm not quite sure what else to do. I tend to have a higher sex drive. Maybe that's what's the tiring him out. I try to split the time doing work 50-50, but I'm always down, no pun intended, to take care of him anytime, anywhere. Any suggestions?
If he's not communicating, that's a big problem. He can't just be like, hey, I want you to do more work. And she's like, what do you want me to do? Because she seems like she's very willing to do whatever.
But then, this is the age-old tale.
Ooh.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
No, but if you communicate, you got to communicate a little bit.
It's two people that are afraid to even, like, admit to what they're looking
for. Well, that's a problem. And then
to me, that's him saying, I have something in my head, and I don't want to admit it. Like, there's something I've seen in porn that I want to happen between us.
But I feel like if she's being honest, saying I will do anything for him anytime, anywhere. I'm ready to fuck constantly.
Sure. Is there anything that you could suggest? Is there anything a guy's liked? Like, I don't know.
They like everything I do. I'm good at that.
But everything.
No. I also think you're probably in your head then too, if you're like constantly being like, I try to do 50-50, I'm trying to do more work. If you put that in her head, she's probably also a little bit like constantly thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Shelby, do you have any ideas? Now it's definitely on her mind. Like,
Yeah, of course.
I get that.
Yeah, I'd like to, I wish I could know his words. It seems like he put it pretty bluntly, but. He does
all the work in the bedroom is really...
It's a lot. It's a bold statement.
That's a bold statement without any solution.
Yeah, especially when she's like, tell me what you want me to do, I'll do it. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like... he seems like he wants it to be very mechanical. Like, I do this. Now you... Like, I get... It's just more of a conversation. Like,
also, you don't want your sexual relationship described as work.
Yeah, for real.
Like, that seems...
Reminds me of, like, I remember it was, like, years ago on the radio, like, Amy Schumer was telling a story, like, before she was, like, big Amy, that she was texting a guy and told her he was, like, she was going to come over, and he went, remember, oral goes both ways. And she was like, now I'm not coming over.
Yeah, now that it goes both ways.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I would do if I were her, okay? You have to... When someone has a complaint... And you love, you know, you care about them. Don't get in the game of figuring. I would just attack the complaint. So you do one thing that says, okay, I've now taken care of what you are asking for. You can't, unless you tell me what it is, this is the only way I know how to help it. So my advice to her is you plan a sex night. You plan it. Okay. And you wake up in the morning, make it a Friday night, okay? You order a couple toys.
Ooh.
Something for his butt, something for your butt.
Ooh, he wants to get pegged.
I don't know.
He might be.
Maybe. But he can't say you didn't put any work in.
That's true.
So you send it, you say you get something, get a little toy, a massager, maybe like a cock ring or something like that.
Yeah, those are so fun.
So this is what I'm saying. So you plan it. So you choose a Friday night. Where you get candles, you get the cock ring, you get the buzzer, whatever you fucking get. Get a whole shopping cart full of goodies. You put down the satin sheets, you put them on the bed, and you say, and you literally say to him, Mama's going to work.
Don't say that.
That's right.
Are we just thinking about this?
Mama's going to work. And you make the night. And this will be... It's kind of like the reason like I would go down on my girlfriend first. Because I know I can sit back and relax and just fall into BJ's and I'm done with my job. I've done my stuff first. It's why you lift before you run. You get the lift on out of the way. And then you can zone out during the run.
Ah.
So my advice to this... Lady, satin sheets, you get a whole Santa's sack full of toys, and you just say that, put a blindfold on them.
Lay down,
and you say, I'm doing this night. You take an hour, and you do all the things that you plan, and then after that hour, he can't complain anymore.
Yeah.
It's done. And then you go, was that what you were thinking of? And then he'll go, I didn't, and then he might say, no, well, now it might open him up to the things he was actually thinking of to say.
Possibly.
Because you've taken, and I'm saying one person has to take that step forward. One person for it to happen. Because you guys are at a standoff. Mm-hmm. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored, people. Woo! You know what? You know what's hard to do? It's hard to find good people to work at your business. It's hard to match that up. I used to hire interns when I used to sell life insurance, and that the hiring process of interns was the most surprising thing in my life, because you're like, whoa, everyone wants a job. No, everyone's choosy. You have to have the right person find the right job. It has to be a match. You don't want to hire, it's, what do they say? It costs more to hire a new person than it is to train the old one. We all know that saying. So ZipRecruiter is the best at this. Today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they didn't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter.com scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. That's a big deal. It's a puzzle, not a Lego. A puzzle has very specific pieces looking for other very specific pieces. A Lego can just attach to any old Lego. You ain't looking for a Lego. You're looking for a puzzle piece, a beautiful, curvy, sensuous puzzle piece. I'm getting away from myself. So listen. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who you post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. First day, people. That's crazy. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. JTRAIN. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Here with Justy Dodge, at Justy Dodge on Twitter, at Justy _ Dodge on Instagram. Did someone take your Instagram?
I don't think so.
You just were like, I need an underscore.
I think I think it was taken. I don't think someone took it. I think it was taken.
Okay. At @Justy_Dodge on Instagram.
Just stalk me.
We got time for one more email.
One more email.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more.
I like this one. He told me I was too busy. Jared, love the podcast. Recently brought my friends to your show in New York and we loved it. Thank you. I thought I'd heard it all when it comes to dating, but this is a new one. I matched with a guy, exchanged numbers. Then when he asked to plan a date, I told him I was free the following week. His response to that was that I was too busy, so he couldn't date me. See attached screenshots. I thought guys liked a girl who had her own life, but apparently now they don't. Also, this guy doesn't even know me, so what gives? Not really a thrilling, exciting story, but apparently a new line guys are using to get out of dates. And I did not reply to his last few messages. Sincerely, supposedly busy. So I'll read the messages.
Okay.
Here are the texts. I hope they're in the right order. I would have met you for a drink, but I'm like tired, hungover. Look to me. But I'm like tired, hungover. Look to me, ha. LOL. Well, I'm more of a plan in advance kind of person anyways. He writes, understandable. What's your schedule like? This week's pretty busy, actually, but next week I'm around, Tuesday or Wednesday. He writes, LOL. I can't say to someone that is that busy. Sorry, I've just been there in a previous relationship, and it wasn't for me. I have so many, and then she writes, I have so many things to say to that, but honestly don't care enough. Good luck to you. He writes, I didn't mean it to be mean at all. Just know what works for me and what doesn't. Totally meant no offense. Sorry if it came across bad. She wrote, like I said, I'm not going to respond to your moronic comment, so best of luck in your search. How is that moronic? That's pretty insulting. Look, we don't have to be a match. No reason to be insulting. Hopefully you're a little kinder to the next guy.
Jesus.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's a bad dude. Because I know what happened.
Yeah.
Bona fide scrub.
Yeah, I think he purposely did that thinking she would react differently. And
sure.
Now he's pissed because she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's all in the email. These answers are always in the email. It's in the part that she's not even highlighting.
Right.
He writes, I would have met you for a drink, but I'm like tired, hungover. Well, I'm more of a plan in advance kind of person anyways, is what she wrote.
Yeah.
So that's her saying, I want real dates yeah. that will lead to a real maybe relationship that will lead to how people fucking date. And he is saying, no, I want we meet up whenever and maybe I get blown.
Right.
On my schedule, my time. So then he comes back with this, like, it's kind of like gaslighting a little bit, where he's like, well, you're too busy for me.
Yeah.
So, and then it's kind of like, it's like one of those things where it's like, he's almost trying to like goad you out into the
100%.
Late night.
Yeah.
Like if she had come back and been like, no, I'll get together tonight.
That's what he was
expecting.
He knows
he's fucking.
But that, and he did one Hail Mary attempt. He's like, I just know this happened. This has happened to me in previous relationships. I can't go.
So now he's putting pitting you against the old relationship.
Yep.
There's so much psychology going on here, and it's so fucked up. That's why at the end of this thing where he's like, I hope you're nicer to the next guy.
Yep.
Now it's proved to me you're nice. And it's like, this happens a lot, guy or girl. Yeah. I've had this happen to me.
Yeah, both of them do.
Everyone does this. Where not everyone does this, but like every crazy person does this. Well, they'll go, well, I guess you're not the one. And then you go, no, I'm the one.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do. He didn't get his loosely planned casual date that maybe gets him blown because you get a little too drunk and he gets a little too drunk and you both regret it the next day and then he moves on and you never speak again. So he's trying to retrieve that by playing the Heart of Gold, Mother Teresa, fucking, well, I guess I hope you're nicer to the next person. May God go with you.
I know what I like.
JTrainPodcast @gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Justy Dodge, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I think she handled that perfectly, too, by just being like, I'm not going to respond to you.
Oh, she's perfect. She is right. She is so right. But it's so funny that we can highlight something that's like, even bigger than that. Like, she's like, I've never gotten this response before. Well, you got the weird response because of the unweird thing he's trying to do. You know, like, it's always weird when you're not crazy.
Right.
Is everyone crazy?
Right.
No, this isn't weird. It's him trying to get fucked.
Yeah.
Good luck seeing him on your Instagram stories.
Touching.
Let's do some news. Shelby, you ready?
We got some.
Let's do it.
Jared, I know you're a Pats fan.
Big Patriots fan. What's going on?
Well, you're also a fan of Danny Amendola.
I was a big fan of him. Danny Amendola had like this career with the Patriots where like he had some big plays that resulted in big wins, but it always felt like you were like, I felt like he could have been better. But I know he's a good guy from just people that know him that I know well. So not to draw up any names. But I know he's a nice, fun, good guy. What's going on with Danny?
Well, are you familiar with his ex-girlfriend, Olivia Culpo?
Gorgeous.
One Miss Universe.
She was a Miss Universe?
2012.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good looking. And she's a part of that, like, it's funny that I know who she is, and she was Miss Universe. You used to just be Miss Universe, and then you tore around being Miss Universe the rest of your life. Now she's Olivia Culpo from Instagram. You know, she's got a whole other career that just Instagram-ish.
That's social media.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, now, Danny Amendola last week posted a bit of a long Instagram rant that he quickly deleted.
I saw the rant. It is hilarious. Justy, did you see it?
I think I know what you're talking about. I didn't see it, though.
Do you have any excerpts?
Just the sample starts out, and this is now his ex-girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe there should be a boundary between private life and social media. Olivia believes in fishbowl lifestyle. This fundamental difference was huge in our relationship. If you're my real friend, you know I'm private. My mother, brother, and nephew are closest to me in the world, and you don't see one picture of them, and that's their protection and those who criticize and judge.
You know what's funny about Danny? I'm a Danny Amendola fan. I know he's a good guy. He made a mistake.
Yeah.
He shouldn't air this stuff out. He knows where this is going to go. He knows this is going to embarrass her. It seems like he's a little bit butthurt that she found another, was taking pictures with another guy.
100%.
A big totally famous DJ.
That's what it is.
And here's what he did. Here's how he outed himself to me. This is when you know people are angrier than they should be, where they're in the wrong. Danny is wrong because he went with opinions you can't disagree with for 200. So when you go the route of, I'm not someone who needs to live themselves on the Instagram world, you can say those things so easily, and yeah, no one can disagree with that.
Right.
He went, again, Mother Teresa route. He went, I am a noble truth teller to you. Anytime someone uses the word society, then they're a little bit preachy. He went preachy, ex-boyfriend, holier than thou look, which means he's the dick in this situation.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, Olivia Culpo, you knew what you were getting involved with. She had an Instagram following. Yes, there's people that make their living off of Instagram. He even says, like, she does a lot of these things on Instagram for money. Now he's trying to take that down by outing her as this, like, money-hungry Instagram person. Right. It's like, no, you had a relationship with her. Whatever happened, happened. But you shouldn't air these things
now
out.
Now you're
like
acting
that.
Like a dick because you're acting on emotion.
Yeah. And listen, I, you know, if you were like, oh, Jared, you're a homer. No, I'm going against Danny
yeah,
Amendola.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just think you can tell in the language. Anytime someone makes themselves, they do the fake vulnerable bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. Well, I'm someone who loves
his
family.
Yeah, he's presenting himself as like this, like king, like this higher than my, like
yeah,
you said, like a
holier
society.
Than thou.
Yeah, it's like, dude, no, you're not. Come
no.
on.
We all like Instagram. We all like looking at, across the aisle. We all like seeing the stories. We're all doing this shit. For you to come out.
Yeah.
Well, I am not one who needs to live their lives online. Yeah, you're the aunt at the holiday that brags about their kid, even though their kid's in the back getting fucked up on paint fumes.
He also wrote, the universe brought her and I together to enjoy life, love, and learn. We celebrate that. We celebrated that as often as we could. And the sex was fucking crazy, too. Yeah. She gets mad.
Yeah. I don't need the internet. Plus, I'm great in bed.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, dude, you fucked up. You shouldn't have came out with this. I know you were upset. You was probably a little, had a couple of drinks.
Probably.
Because he posted this describe and then immediately deleted
it. He took it down. It's like, dude, when you have over a million followers,
yeah,
or whatever, when you're over 200,000, everyone's seeing
everyone's
it in 20
it.
Seconds.
You can't do it. It's
screenshot. There are people literally, the minute you post it, they screenshot even without reading it. They're like, oh, this is a long post. It's going to be something good. I think I copped a big one.
And like when you never know, it's good when you're posting something to the Notes app.
Yeah, you moved to the Notes app. You fucked, dude. You fucked up.
Nobody's ever announcing, hey, my new album comes
yeah.
out. It's like,
hey, everything's great and I love my girlfriend and I just want to wish all my exes the best. That
sorry,
doesn't happen on
no,
notes
like,
section.
Sorry about that tweet I did about Haiti.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
mean it.
Do we have any other stories?
Shelby, you're great.
We do. You're going to be in San Francisco?
I'm going to San Francisco. I'm leaving on a jet plane on Thursday. It is right now, it's Friday. No, it's Monday.
Yeah, where are you?
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. You got that wrong three times out of like
no,
seven.
No. This comes when this comes out.
Oh, sorry.
This comes out on a Tuesday, the 29th. So I will be back from San Francisco at this point. What's going on?
Well, for the past decade, San Francisco's streets and sidewalks have been plagued by piles of human poop.
Yeah, well, have you been to San Francisco, Justy?
No, I was supposed to go to fuck a guy last year. I didn't go.
Oh, really? Well, you missed out on
poop? On human poop?
A lot of human poop.
Had I known, I would have still gone.
It's the homeless issue in San Francisco is like, you can't believe it. People tell you about it, and then you go, oh, you're like, yeah, that's an issue. And then you see it, and you're like, wow, this is.
Is it because it's like never cold there?
I guess maybe yeah maybe
because like
climate.
We have I mean it's pretty bad here but it's like at least you
well,
can go inside.
Well, there's stories of Giuliani like just like went total mob.
I can
know,
see that too.
Warfare on the homeless. I don't know. I'm speaking out of my ass. I don't know the facts on that.
No, but that would make more sense. You can't like be like where I'm from in Minnesota. You can't be homeless. It's too cold. That's why I'm going.
Yeah.
If it's like warm in San Francisco,
it is cooler there though. I.
But you can live.
They also have this like. They also treat the homeless, if I could speak, you know, freely. They kind of treat it as if they're like stepping over, like they're just like not, they kind of ignore it.
I know that when the Super Bowl was there, they like had a whole, they were like months before they were getting a plan together. Like, there's going to be a lot of cameras here. Let's make sure they don't see these homeless people.
Yeah, I remember I pulled up to the hotel, the first hotel I stayed at in San Francisco, and I got to the, there was a homeless guy on the stoop of the hotel.
Yeah.
And I like walked around him, and I go to the guy at the door. I go, hey, man, there's someone on the doorstep. He goes, oh, he'll leave.
Okay.
And I'm like,
just ignore it.
Yeah. So it's like, I was like, well, New York, someone comes out there and goes, come on, hiya, hiya. You know, like,
well, they also have people that come walking around, or like certain
police
groups.
Are talking
There's
to
also
them.
Groups of people who try to get them to go into shelters and stuff like
that. Yeah. And I have friends that live in San Francisco, and they're like, it's a huge issue. No one knows what the right solution to do.
Right.
And then the solutions that they bring up get, you know, kind of like mired in politics.
Sure.
Where certain people want to sound, you know, they want to Danny Amendola this, and they want to sound good and righteous.
Right.
But then they go, well, yeah, put them over there, not in my backyard. So what's going on?
The society.
So there's a lot of shit in San Francisco.
Well, in 2018, they put together like a poop patrol and also put out an app where you could like, hey, there's some poop here. You could like ding it and they'll kind of like track it.
You can track the poop.
See, why not give the homeless the job of cleaning up the poop and pay them?
Take a shit and then you can clean it up and we'll give you money for that.
Yeah.
They
I mean, we got to create jobs.
The city had a whopping 28,000 turd reports in 2018.
How many?
28,000.
28,000 turd reports.
Hold on. That's how many that are reported.
Just reported.
That means there's got to be twice as
many. Some get kicked around. There's different piles.
You know, like, have you seen the thing where like they maybe show it like on an airplane when that little screen where you can click and it shows the little airplane, like it's a map of,
you can see all
and
the
you're
planes.
Like, wow, how many planes
yeah,
are
yeah,
in,
look
the,
in the sky? Yeah, many, I would love that poop map.
They have that,
really,
but
so a map of San Francisco is just covered
shit.
In the poop emojis.
I don't think they thought that it would get this many reports because can. See,
that's
it's
funny.
Literally, you can't see the map.
It's just covered in shit
because the dots are too.
Oh my god!
That's
funny that they were like, "This is again." They're Danny Amendola-ing this. They're like, "Oh, we'll create app. We'll look like we're trying to help this issue." And then they're like, "Oh fuck, we're covered in douche."
Can I go for a walk without stepping it? That's what the map makes it look like.
You
like,
cannot
there's no
even
way.
Walk.
You can never leave your apartment again.
Here's an idea. You know, mat it down. Cover the streets in poop and then put air freshener on top of it. No?
It's a terrible
okay.
idea.
We write to edit. We're going to try and figure this idea
terrible.
Out. Listen, we want to help the city of San Francisco. Maybe I'll come back with a report on how we can help. I'll figure
I
this
out. I hope you fall in shit.
During my one weekend in San Francisco.
I hope you slip and fall in it.
This weekend, I went to San Francisco and here's what I saw.
Here's what I saw. I figured it out. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Justy Dodge, thank you so much. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
At Justy Dodge on Twitter. At Justy_Dodge on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. I'm Jared Fried. I'm here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep sending them in. Keep telling your friends. We'll be back next episode. Boom.